Sorry if I turn my back to you at points. We'll try and get it here together. But boys and girls, what day is it again today? Remind me again. Sunday, okay. What else is it? Special. Children's Day and Father's Day. Okay, so Father's Day. Did anybody give their daddy something nice this morning? Yes? What did you give? What did you give, Evelyn? A card. Great. Did you write the card? And did you put some nice wee message in it? Great. Anybody else give a card? Great. Anybody give a wee present? Yes? What did you give, Ellie? You gave him some nice things, did you? Great. So you give nice things for your Father's Day to thank them for what they've done. But in the story we were hearing from the Bible in Luke 15, we heard about a daddy and his two sons. And we heard about a gift being given near the start of that, but it wasn't a gift from the sons to the father. It was a gift from the daddy to the son. And in that story, we had these two sons, and maybe some of you have got brothers here. And maybe sometimes you're quite similar in certain things, but in other times you're very different, aren't you? And maybe the way you act sometimes is very different. But in this story, we had two brothers who had the same thing, but also very different. One of them ran away, as we're going to find out. He was lost. But actually, the other brother was lost as well, as we're going to find out. And in the end, only one was found. So we're going to hear this story. So, man had two sons. Yes, man was a farmer. How many of you are off a farm? Yes. So this man had lots of land, like a lot of the dairy farmers around here. He had big fields of land. But one day, his son came to him. And he looked at all the land. You see the land? That's all his field there, all his different fields marked out. And the younger son, he came to him and his daddy, and he said, "Look, daddy, I want you to give me my share of all that you have now. The share that you're going to give me, I want it now." You know, that was a really cheeky thing to ask, because really it was only when somebody died that they got their share. But this son, he came and he said, "No, look, I want it now. I need it now." So the father very lovingly gave it to him. So he took what he had and he cut off the portion that was for the younger son. So the younger son had this portion of land. He thought, "Right, I'm going to sell this. I'm going to get money for it." So that's what he did. And, well, there's not much in my wallet, but we'll say that his bank account was full. You all seen one of these cards before? Bank card. So his bank account was full. He was ready. And he thought, "I'm going to go and spend this. So I'm going to go off away from my daddy. I'm going to go to a different land." So he got his stuff all together. He got it on his back and away he went to a far. It says he went far, far away, not just down the road. He went really far to a faraway land away from his home. And he got there and he got his stuff out and he got his bank card with him. He thought, "I'm going to spend this." So he maybe had a nice house. Lots of the nicest food you could get, lots of things to drink. It was brilliant. He had big parties at his house. He was loving it. He was going about in his, he had lots of friends because they said, "Well, would you like something here? I'll use my card. Beep, you can have that. Would you like something else? Beep, here you go. Beep, I'll have one of those, two of those. Beep, beep, beep." He was just buying all around him and everybody was loving this. It was great. But then one day he went to buy something and it was burr. Burr. Hate that feeling when it does that when you're paying for fuel or something. It wasn't working. What was wrong? He spent all his money. He had nothing left. And you know what made it worse? There was a famine in the land at the same time. So that meant that it was really dry. There was hardly any food in the land. So he had nothing to eat. And all his friends, well, they were gone now. They didn't want to know him because there was nothing left in his account. So there he was, he had no food, he was really hungry, he didn't know what to do. He thought, "Right, I need to do something here." So he went and he got a job working for a pig farmer. And in those days, pig farmers, nobody wanted to work for them. It was a really awful job, and there he was. He got this job and there he was going about feeding the pigs. So you all seen a meal bag before? I don't know if it was chestnuts meal he was using or not, but he was going about feeding the pigs. Doing his work, he thought, "Right, oh, I was really hungry. I need to get my lunch out. And he went to his lunchbox and he had his lunchbox out. And what was in it? Nothing in his lunchbox. Oh, he had nothing to eat. And he looked at the meal as he was going about pouring it out. And he thought, well, maybe I could pour a wee drop in there. Oops, sorry for spilling that. And would you like to eat that? Would anybody like? You what? I wouldn't give that to you, son. That's. He was so hungry that he was willing even to eat pig food. This boy had got in an awful situation, hadn't he? This wasn't what he expected when he set out from home, whenever he thought, I'll run away and everything will be great. He thought, you know, this is going to be the best life. Remember that? He thought, I'll get away from my dad. I don't have to obey the rules at home anymore. I don't need to work out in the farm. I can do what I want. Boys and girls, maybe you think that yourself. If only I was to get away from my mom and dad, I would have so much fun. If I didn't have to obey their rules, or if I didn't have to do what they said, or if I had lots of money, you know, if I had all this, I would be so happy. But did it last for that young brother? No, it didn't last. The money, all the things he had, just gone like that. And there he was, sitting in this pigsty in the middle of the muck, wondering what it all came to. And he was sitting there thinking about back home, and he was thinking about his dad and about the people who worked for him. And he said, look, you see the people who work for my daddy on the farm? They've got food to eat. They've got a house over their head, a roof over their head. I know what I'll do. I know I've done wrong. I'll go back to my dad and I'll say sorry. I'm sorry for the things I've done. I'm sorry I've sinned against you and against God. He says, right, I'm going to go back and ask even just to be taken back as a worker. So that's what he does. He gathers up his stuff and he starts on a big journey back home again, back to where his dad was. And I'm sure as he was going on the way, he'd be thinking, what am I going to say to my dad? Can you imagine if you spent all your dad's money? Would he be too happy? What was he going to say on the way home? He was probably trying to think up of these stories. But he didn't need to worry, because whenever he came closer to home, he saw this shadow in the distance. And who do you think it was? Yeah, his dad. His dad had been waiting for him. He'd been looking out every day. He'd been waiting for this son to come home. And this dad, he ran out with his arms open wide to meet his son on the road. And as he got there, he had his arms out wide, and the son came up and he said, Dad, I'm sorry, I've sinned against you and against God. Please forgive me. And his dad put his arms around him. It says he gave him a hug and a kiss. He loved him. He welcomed him back home. It says then he got his workers to come and he prepare a big feast. We're going to have a party. We're going to celebrate. He put a ring on his finger. He put new clothes on him. He put new shoes on his feet. They were going to have a party. He said, this son was lost, but now he is found. He was lost, and now he is found. That boy was welcomed back home. He was brought into a great celebration. There was a big party waiting for him. But boys and girls, we're a bit like that lost son, that younger son. And you're maybe thinking, how am I like that son? Are you thinking that? How am I like him? Well, we have all run away. Not run away from home. Well, I hope you haven't run away from home. But we've run away from God. Because, boys and girls, every one of us, when we were born with a problem called sin. And that meant that instead of going and doing the things that God wants us to do, we go away from him. We turn away from him. We go our own way. We think we know best. And we think that other things in life will make us happy, just like that guy thought. We think of all this stuff, well, then this will be great. We run away from God. We run away from the things of God. But just like that father ran out and welcomed him in out of that great love, God loved us so much that someone came on a journey to rescue us, to bring us home. And who was that? Jesus. And he came down a road that led to a horrible place, to the cross, where he died and suffered in our place, so that we could be forgiven of our sins. And boys and girls, if you come like that younger brother and you say sorry for your sins and sorry for the things you've done wrong, and ask Jesus into your life, well then, you will be welcomed in to that great celebration that is in heaven. And boys and girls, that would be great if every one of you could say that you were lost, but now you are found. And that would be great if that was where the story ended, wouldn't it? If we all did that. But is that where the story ends? Was there another brother? And where was he at? He was at home. And we had this other brother in the story, and he was the farmer out working at home. He was the one who stayed there. He was the one who thought, I'm a good fella. You know, I'm hard working here on the farm. He thought, I really try hard to do the best I can. I'm earning my dad's favor. I'm doing what I can to please my dad. But you know what? Whenever the younger son came home, he said, what's this all about? What are you giving that boy a party for? Sure, he was wanting to spoil all your land and money and get rid of it. But no, not me. I've been here. I deserve a party. I deserve to have a feast. Because I worked hard and I did my best. But you know what, boys and girls? That older brother, he stayed outside the party. He never came in. Because he thought that he was good enough himself. He thought that he could earn it in his own way. And maybe we try to do that ourselves. We think, well, you know, we're here at church. We think, well, you know, I try my best. I come to Sunday school. I go to all the different things in the church. I'm a good boy or girl. I'm a good man or woman. Surely God will take me to be with him in heaven. Surely I will be part of that celebration. Maybe you think, you know, I'm really good at school. I'm the best in my class. You think you're great at sports. You think you're the best at it. You think you're not a bad person. Surely I will be welcomed into that celebration. God won't turn me away. Boys and girls and everyone here, that is not what we see in this story. That older brother stayed outside the celebration. He wasn't in the middle of it. He didn't come and say he was sorry for the things he had done. He didn't even realize he had done anything wrong. So boys and girls, in this story we have two brothers. They both were lost, but one was found. The younger brother came and said sorry for his sins. He came and realized that he needed to be forgiven. And I hope that everyone here can say that tonight, that you were lost, but now you are found. But the other brother, he was lost, and he stayed lost. He wasn't brought into the great celebration. He wasn't there at the end. And I hope no one here tonight will be saying as they leave this place that I am lost and I continue to be lost. I hope that everyone tonight will be joining in that great celebration, knowing that Jesus has come to take us to be with the Father forever, to wrap his arms around us in that great love that was shown through Jesus, to take us to be with him in heaven where we celebrate forever and ever. Boys and girls, I hope you all can say you're found tonight, and everyone here. Let us pray as we come to a close. Lord God, we thank you for the Bible, and we thank you for how it so clearly points us to you and all that you have done for us. We thank you that you're a loving God, that you have your arms outstretched, wanting to welcome us into your presence. And we thank you that that was made possible through the Lord Jesus, who gave his life for us so that we could come to know you as our Father. And we thank you for all who were lost and were found, those who have come and asked for forgiveness for their sins, that we have this great celebration awaiting, where one day we will be with you forever and ever. We pray that none would go out of here lost tonight, but that each one would truly know what it is to be found by God and to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We pray this in his name. Amen.